Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Yeah, enjoy it responsibly. Is. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV.
Especially in the V.
Pause, dog.
Virginia, dude. DMV, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Why is he always
Jeff, he's always out here talking about in the V. Yo, the fans' merch shop is also open for holiday shopping. Go to 1067thefanshop.com. There's a lot of dope shirts on there if you still got to get somebody a present or something. When you were a player, Brian, because listen, there are ways that Washington's game is done. Like, there's a chance by the time we get to Sunday night football that the Commanders are already in the playoffs. I thought Dan Quinn was honest when he's like, yeah, you know, I'm aware of all of it, but I'm just focused on Atlanta.
Yeah.
As a player, would that be different?
No. As a player, I'm focusing on Atlanta. If someone tells me who won thing, whatever, I'm not going to go into the game lax. That's when you're going to get your ass hurt. I'm still going to the game trying to show out, be who you are. Because the way I always felt about it, once I knew we were in the playoffs, then you got to hit another gear. Because like I said before, preseason, regular season, playoffs, Super Bowl, all three of them have a different level. And it constantly goes up. So why relax instead of going out there and trying to attack it?
Do you think it helps, hurts, makes no impact that Washington is playing primetime?
I don't think it makes a deal at all, because the importance of the game is what matters. You know, we as fans and all that, we get caught up in the primetime, this, that, and the other competition. You're playing against a team that's trying to stop you from going where you want to go. That's all it needs, you know. And once you get that, let's go for it.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I think it'll be somewhere between, I think it's exciting for fans. I think it'll be dope to see this light show. I hate that it's going to be raining, because I think this crowd would be pretty damn epic, and the rain will actually impact that. But, you know, can't control Mother Nature. That's just the way this thing goes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How big of a deal do you think this Lattimore trade? So he missed a bunch of games when they traded for him.
Mm-hmm.
Now it sure seems like he ain't playing Sunday. At what point do you start to judge the trade differently with the missed time?
I just think they know what he's capable of. And if he doesn't happen to play as well on as many games this year, what if he comes back next year and play him? You know, I think that's the ultimate thing. You still want that level of talent in your building. And I don't think they made a mistake, you know, by doing it. They knew he was banged up, and they still wanted him. You know what I mean? So I don't believe that Peters or Quinn is going to want a guy who's injured if he's not good. And we saw he was on the field, they didn't even throw the ball his way.
He's definitely good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of if he can stay consistently on the field. And that's kind of the one thing that has been a factor for him throughout his career is he's missed time, man, and missed it regularly. And you sure hope they can sort this out. Dude, De'Ami Brown also looks like he might be out in this thing. Let's see. They put the official injury report out yet?
They signed another receiver or something yesterday, didn't they?
Yeah, but that's more of a depth thing. I mean, you do have Terry McLaurin dealing with that ankle. But
it's a depth thing, but we found out depth things end up on the field in this day and age.
If De'Ami can't go, or
you got Zacchaeus, you got Crowder, Terry, Luke, who else?
Osborne?
Yeah, KJ should be getting ready by the time now. So that's five.
I mean, they're going to have five.
And you hope
they're going to have people out there.
But if Terry has an ankle, they may have another person up. You never know.
Yeah, it's Terry's going to be up, but he's playing through something. That's what that guy has done throughout his career. I just it's going to be really interesting to kind of watch it all unfold, I think. And I don't know. At some point, you're losing bodies all over the place. You'd like to have Lattimore most, I would say. But without him, are you nervous about BSJ being out there?
I'm nervous or not, he's going to have to be out there. So, and I mean, but then again, we've seen games when Lattimore wasn't up and BSJ was out there, and if he did something, they went away from him. So you have you have Mike Davis. So other guys going to have to be ready to play. And I would say this, if you've been in that situation, BSJ going to have to learn. Learn to move your feet and stop just grabbing. Because when you panic and grab, you're going to get a flag thrown on you. Move your feet, look, and put your hands up. Then you'll be on the field more often.
Totally. And he's going into a contract year. Like, whether it's here or somewhere else, you want to at least throw a couple good games of film out there, show that you can evolve as a player. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
I think it's tough if you don't have Lattimore. I do think Ertz will be much better this week if you don't have De'Ami. I think he can be more of a threat. And it was interesting. I was actually listening to Hoffman and Logan last night, and Atlanta's rush defense has been better, but they haven't faced a rushing attack like Washington. And I feel like Jaden, with his legs, has been super effective over the last, maybe since the bye week, and just getting healthy and kind of getting everything going. Do you think they get the run game back on track against Atlanta? Because I honestly kind of do.
I think they're going to try. And I have to, I will say this. B-Rob, as of being around him and talking to him a little bit, is the type of guy where he's highly pissed off at what happened last week. He's going to bring everything he can bring to the table. And I think people have to realize when running backs have good games, you know who takes a lot of pride in that? The offensive linemen.
Sure.
When they don't have good games, they also take a lot of heat for it. I believe the O-line going to be ready to go. So I think this is a game where they're going to try and they're going to try to establish the run. Atlanta's going to try and stop it. But I don't think Atlanta is used to what number five is.
No. I don't know that a lot of the league is, honestly. And I think that makes a huge difference, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to watch it all unfold. And I am really excited for this game. I hate that the weather's going to be miserable, but I'll just keep saying that and then tell myself not to say it.
We played against Atlanta in 1991. We scored 51 points. It was in the rain.
That's a good point.
If you could play football, you could play football no matter what. Put the right cleats on. Slow down your pace a little bit when you get ready to cut. If you're good, you're good. You can still put points on the board.
This team ain't that team, but you're right. I hear you. Landfill, as somebody that generally worries, how do you feel about the Commanders playing this game in prime time, Sunday night football, bright lights?
You know, if you'd asked me last year or really at any point before this season, I hated when they played primetime games because we were just going to get embarrassed in front of, you know, 20, 25 million people. But when since they got Jaden Daniels, they seem to have a competent coaching staff. I like it. We get to see our team. They're the only game on. Everybody's talking about it, and pretty much any kind of football media is going to be talking about your team, and they're usually going to be saying positive things. So I'm a big fan.
It's kind of to your point yesterday when Kingsbury was talking. I think it was Bram. Somebody apologized. They're like, "Sorry to ask you another one about Jaden." And Kingsbury's like, "Man, keep him coming. I'll talk about that dude all day." and it's Jaden Daniels in a lot of ways has kind of changed things for Washington and for fans, where you're not as freaked out about the spotlight because this dude deserves the national spotlight.
Like in previous seasons, we'd play a primetime game and everybody would just end up clowning on us because that dude was stirring the Gatorade with the cups. But now what happens is we play a primetime game and people are like, "Oh man, Terry McLaurin's really good. Look, Jaden Daniels, he just threw 4 touchdowns. How many sacks did they have? This is fantastic. Playoff team, baby."
I forgot about my man stirring the Gatorade with
the cups. I remember that.
I don't think that was a primetime game though, was it?
I thought it was a Thursday night game.
I'm going to pull it up.
Wasn't that also the game where they misspelled London Fletcher's name?
Oof, that was tough. I mean.
They forgot the C?
No, I forget exactly how they misspelled it, but they misspelled it.
No, it was Flechter. Like they had the.
They forgot the C.
No, they had the C before the T. Fletcher, right?
I thought one of them was missing.
Yes, but not like. I mean, I'll pull the picture up. I think they spelled it F-L-E-C-T-E-H-R or something. Like, it's supposed to be T-C. I think they went C-T. Landfill, is that right? Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. London's our guy. It was a dumb mistake by somebody dumb that doesn't work there anymore. We got to make some bets. Nobody go
anywhere.
Anywhere.